From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the Orlando shooting. A father speaks out.
And I want to tell everybody out there that I'm really sorry. That's what happened, and I'm really sad and mad, and I share your pain.
The voice of Sadiq Mateen. He's the father of Omar Mateen, who gunned down 49 people and wounded 53 others at the Pulse Bar and Dance Club in a middle-of-the-night assault.
He surprised me because I didn't see anything irregular with him.
His father said he does not believe his son was radicalized.
ISIS is a terrible group. I don't agree that someone says he's radicalized. He wasn't, because he had no beard. And he was just a regular person going to work, coming back, and take care of his wife and his kids.
Authorities in Orlando, Florida said Monday they are working on 100 leads to try to determine if the suspected shooter at a gay nightclub had help in carrying out the biggest mass killing rampage in U.S. history. FBI agent Paul Weissepol told reporters there may be future prosecutions and that no stone will be left unturned. The FBI questioned Mateen in 2013 and 2014, but investigators did not find evidence of illegal activity. Law enforcement officials are trying to determine the motive of a man who had an arsenal of weapons in his car, who says he planned to attend the Gay Pride Parade Sunday in Los Angeles, California. After receiving a call from a suspected prowler, police found possible explosives, assault rifles, and ammunition in a car belonging to James Howell. He's 20 years old from the central U.S. state of Indiana. The FBI has taken over the investigation. Howell told police he planned to attend the festival and made no reference to doing any harm. This is VOA News. Eritrea has accused Ethiopia of attacking its border, but officials in Addis Ababa said that they had no knowledge of the reported fighting. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991 after three decades of war, but returned to battle from 1998 to 2000. They remain bitter enemies, with their troops still eyeing each other along the fortified frontier. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital of Beirut on Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. Iraq's army says it has secured what they call a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city of Fallujah, and a humanitarian agency says some 4,000 residents were able to flee in the past day. The Norwegian refugee Council warned that available resources, including safe drinking water, would not meet refugee needs much longer. The UN last week voiced concern for the fate of as many as 90,000 civilians who were believed to have been trapped in the city without basic food and medical necessities. Police in Bangladesh arrested thousands of suspects in a nationwide sweep following violence against religious minorities and secular activists. Militants have been blamed for more than 30 deaths in Bangladesh since early last year, including bloggers, gay rights activists, Christians, and Hindus. In sports news, pro hockey's Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the San Jose Sharks 3-1 Sunday night in order to win the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Championship Series 4-2. Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby was the most valuable player. After the win, reporters asked him how he feels about it all.
It's not easy to get here, and having won 7 years ago, at a young age, you probably take it for granted a little bit. You don't think you do at the time, but it's not easy to get to this point. So I think just try to enjoy it as best I can.
This is Pittsburgh's fourth league championship, and it's first since beating the Detroit Red Wings in the 2009 season. It was the first Stanley Cup championship appearance for the Sharks in their 25-year history. The Broadway musical Hamilton, the hip-hop stage biography of Alexander Hamilton, won the 2016 Tony Award for Best New Musical. Jessica Lange won her first Tony for playing a drug-addled mother in the revival of the monumental Long Day's Journey into Night. And Frank Langella won his fourth Tony for playing a man who has begun a slide into dementia in The Father. And Barbara Streisand returned to the Tony stage for the first time in 46 years and acknowledged the Orlando killings. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.